Good morning, and welcome to Air Products and Chemicals conference call. Today's call is being recorded at the request of Air Products. Please note that this presentation and the comments made on behalf of Air Products are subject to copyright by Air Products, and all rights are reserved. Beginning today's call is Mr. Simon Moore, Vice President of Investor Relations.
Thank you, Levi. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. This is Simon Moore, Vice President of Investor Relations. I am pleased to be joined today by Seifi Ghasemi, our Chairman, President, and CEO, and Scott Crocco, our CFO. As I'm sure you saw, Air Products issued a press release this morning announcing that we have reached an agreement to sell the Performance Materials Division of our Materials Technology segment to Evonik Industries for $3.8 billion in cash. We also announced that we intend to spin off the Electronic Materials Division of our Materials Technology segment to shareholders as Versum Materials. After our comments, we'll be pleased to take your questions. The press release and the slides for this call are available on our website at airproducts.com. Please refer to the forward-looking statement disclosure on page 2 of the slides and at the end of today's release. Now I'm pleased to turn the call over to Seifi.
Thank you very much, Simon. And I'd like to thank everybody who is on the call for taking time from your busy schedule to join our call. I'd like you to now turn to page 4 of the material that we have posted on our website. The transaction that we announced this morning is totally consistent with our five-point strategic plan. Our plan, the number one point in that plan, was that we want to focus all of our activities on industrial gases, and we intend to take action to separate ourselves from our non-core businesses. The transaction this morning goes a long way in accomplishing that goal. First of all, by selling the Process Material Division, we are monetizing at an attractive price the value of this business over time. And the second thing, now this gives us the ability to spin our Electronics Material Division as a very focused material business, totally focused on electronics, and that transaction will be a tax-free spin to our shareholders. These two actions, as Scott will explain to you in detail, will generate $2.8 billion of free cash for Air Products to pursue opportunities in an industrial gases business. The $2.8 billion is after we pay the taxes and after we pay $1.2 billion to bring down debt to ensure that we have a solid balance sheet and we maintain our A rating. The highlights of the sales is obviously the headline of $3.8 billion in cash. We expect to close this transaction by the end of calendar 2016, obviously subject to antitrust approval and the other customary closing conditions. The PMD business that we are selling is had sales of about $1 billion for the last 12 months and an EBITDA of $241 million for the last 12 months. And obviously, you can calculate the multiples that we got for this business. Our Performance Material Division that you're selling is a great business. You have always said it's a great business. It has very good margins. And that is why Evonik was interested in buying this business, because it's a perfect fit for them. If you go to the next page about Evonik, everybody knows Evonik. They are one of the world's leading specialty chemical companies. They are a great company with a very competent, forward-looking strategic management team. The business that they have fits perfectly within their business, and it will have a great future in their business. So I think the transaction is a win-win situation for both parties. Evonik had their conference call earlier today, and they explained about what they're going to do with the business, so I don't need to repeat that here. We are very pleased that they have found an excellent home for our people to absorb this business and grow it as we move forward. Now, if you turn to page 10, and now that we have done this transaction, what is left of our material technologies business is our electronic material division. This business is approximately $1 billion of sales, but as you know, it has a significantly higher margin, like 34-35%. We have been working on the spin-off of this business for the last year. We intend to complete and spin this business by the end of September this year, obviously subject to the fact that at the time we want to spin it, the equity markets and the debt markets are favorable. In terms of management for the spin-off business, Mr. Novo, who is currently running this business, will be the new CEO of this business, and I will be the non-executive chairman of that company while obviously maintaining my position, my current position at Air Products. In terms of details of our electronic material business, you will hear quite a bit from us as we go forward. But now I'd like to turn it over to Simon to give you some highlights about this very good business that we still own and we will spin later on. Simon?
Thank you, Seifi. Please turn to slide 11. As you heard from Guillermo and George Bitto on our February call, Versum will be a best-in-class electronic materials company. In other words, Versum will be a world-class business with solid growth, high margins, low capital intensity, high returns, and strong free cash flow. These are the critical ingredients for a successful specialty materials company. There are a number of drivers which have helped us build this strong profile. We have leading positions in the profitable and complex semiconductor materials industry. We have strong technical, commercial, and operational capabilities that drive our performance. Our business has the global infrastructure necessary to meet the needs of our customers around the world. We have built a sustainable competitive advantage through multiple levers: our market focus, technical capabilities, industry expertise, market share, cost structure, and strong customer relationships. And we have an experienced management team with a demonstrated ability to respond to changing market dynamics. On slide 12, you can see the most recent 12-month results as of March 31st for the Electronic Materials Division, or EMD. Sales of almost $1 billion, EBITDA of $351 million with margins of 36%, and operating income of $294 million with margins of 30.1%. This is as reported within Air Products, so does not include any allocated corporate costs. I'll cover the three businesses within EMD on the next slide, but to clarify, we have not yet determined the reporting segments for Versum Materials. Most importantly, as you can see, our results continue to demonstrate that Versum Materials is a very high-quality business with very attractive margins. On slide 13, you can see the three businesses within EMD: Advanced Materials, Process Materials, and Delivery Systems and Services. EMD is primarily focused on the semiconductor industry, where the materials are used in several of the key manufacturing steps to produce a chip. Chips are made by building up multiple layers of materials to create complex structures. You deposit a layer of materials, then you polish and clean it to prepare for the surface for the next layer to be deposited. You do this multiple times until you have built the final structure, and our materials are used in multiple steps in this process. About 35% of our electronic materials revenue is Advanced Materials, a technology-driven business that has three platforms focused on the semiconductor space. First, advanced deposition, the materials that you deposit to create the layers to build the structure. Next, planarization, the chemical-mechanical planarization, or CMP, slurries that are used to polish the surface. And surface prep and clean products are used to clear residual materials off without damaging the wafer or the circuit boards. Advanced Materials is our strategic growth business. Our newest products are used for our customers' most cutting-edge chips. Generally, these new chips are running the latest production processes that tend to operate at the highest utilization rates possible, regardless of overall market demand. In this space, technical capabilities, customer intimacy, and speed are critical to creating solutions that enable the next generation chips. About 39% of electronic materials is process materials, specialty gases used in different steps of the manufacturing process. These are high purity products with tight specifications and complex supply chains. You need to be cost competitive while driving to higher purity, quality, and reliability. Although the core focus of this business is semiconductors, some of our products are also used by other electronic market segments such as display and LED. And finally, about 26% of electronic materials is a delivery systems and services business that has several offerings and complements our materials portfolio. Our core business is delivery equipment that delivers our specialty gases and materials to our customers' tools with precision and reliability. We also provide materials management services at our customer site, managing all of the containers, connecting them to our equipment, and ensuring reliable and safe supply to the tools. This is a very stable, long-term contract business. We also do turnkey project work for bigger projects, and although this is a small part of the business, it is the most cyclical. Overall, electronic materials represents about a $5 billion market. With our material sales of over $700 million, we have great opportunities for growth in our existing segments and into adjacent segments within IC. On slide 14, you can see the significant improvement in the EMD business over the last few years. We have made fundamental changes driven first and foremost by self-help actions. Our process materials business was underperforming, and several of our key products were not profitable. Given the size, the underperformance of this business was overshadowing the other businesses and creating self-induced cyclicality. We took very deliberate portfolio actions to address our performance gaps at a fundamental level. We exited unprofitable businesses, shut down high-cost capacity, expanded lower-cost capacity closer to our customers, reduced cost, and simplified our supply chain network. This business is now healthy and cost-competitive. The other change we've made is separating our gases and materials businesses. Our teams are 100% focused on materials and creating value for our customers through technology, productivity, quality, and reliability of supply. We are happy to see that our customers are feeling a very different level of engagement and a sense of urgency around how we engage with them in this space. We have a greater sense of purpose and urgency in creating value for our customers. All of these factors helped improve our margins, reduce the cyclicality, and improve the overall quality of our business. Now I'd like to turn the call over to Scott to discuss some of the financial highlights.
Thank you, Simon. On slide 15, you can see the financial overview of Versum Materials. We have an outstanding business with attractive and sustainable margins, supported by a strong technology base and history of innovation. A global infrastructure and supply chain which provides favorable cost dynamics and more opportunities for self-help actions as we tailor our systems and processes to fit a specialty materials operating model. Versum will be set up for success with a solid balance sheet. We are targeting a BB BA credit rating and expect that to translate into a debt to EBITDA leverage ratio in the range of 3.5 to 4 times. As we have said, we will continue to evaluate the debt and equity markets and make a final decision on the debt level shortly before the spinoff. Versum will have no material environmental, pension, or off-balance sheet liabilities. Versum generates strong cash flow with industry-leading EBITDA margins and low capital intensity. We believe this is an attractive and healthy business with significant capability to grow. Please turn to slide 16, where you can see the very strong cash flow generation capabilities of the business. On a 31-March trailing 12-months basis, EMD generated $351 million of EBITDA. This is as reported within the materials technology segment of Air Products, so it does not include any allocated corporate costs. If you subtract estimates for interest on our expected debt, cash taxes, and maintenance capital, the business generates over $200 million of distributable cash flow. The growth capital required for this business is much lower than many specialty chemical companies. As a result, we would expect to generate about $190 million of free cash flow per year. This free cash flow can be used to pay down debt, invest in the business, including value-enhancing M&A, and return cash to our shareholders via dividends or share repurchase. While we have not settled on a final capital structure, and there will be variations in both EBITDA and capital spending year to year, the bottom line is this business will continue to generate a significant amount of free cash flow. On slide 17, in summary, Versum will be a best-in-class electronic materials company and a world-class business. With solid growth, high margins, low capital intensity, high returns, and strong free cash flow. Please turn to slide 19 to review the overall financial impact of these actions for Air Products. Selling the PMD business and spinning off the EMD business is expected to provide approximately $2.8 billion of additional capital deployment capacity for Air Products to invest in our core industrial gas business. This is after we pay down debt required to retain credit metrics consistent with our current mid-A long-term credit ratings from both Moody's and Standard & Poor's. Please recognize these are estimates based off our current thinking and may evolve as we finalize Versum leverage, taxes, and Air Products debt paydown. Let me first go through the PMD sale. With a sale price of $3.8 billion and a tax base of about half a billion dollars, we expect to pay taxes of about $1 billion. That leaves us about $2.8 billion after tax. You've heard both Safi and I explain many times that it is critically important for Air Products to maintain our mid-A credit ratings. So we will pay down Air Products debt to ensure our credit metrics continue to be supportive of these ratings. We've estimated the level of debt reduction at about 2x EBITDA, or about half a billion dollars. But again, we will pay down debt necessary to maintain our credit ratings. So the sale of PMD creates about $2.3 billion of capacity for Air Products. Now, turning to the spinoff of EMD. As I said, we are targeting a BB BA credit rating for Versum Materials, which we expect will support leverage in the range of 3.5 to 4x, or about $1.25 billion of debt. There are no taxes as a result of this transaction, and we would expect to pay down about $700 million of Air Products debt to maintain our mid-A ratings. So the Versum spinoff creates about half a billion dollars of capacity for Air Products. So to summarize, in total, Air Products will receive about $5 billion in cash and pay about $1 billion in taxes, leaving about $4 billion after tax. We will use about $1.2 billion to pay down debt, and this will leave us about $2.8 billion to invest in our core industrial gas business. Now, let me turn the call back over to Safi for some closing remarks. Safi?
Thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate that. If we just stay on slide number 19, the $2.8 billion that Scott just mentioned compares to the $1.5 billion that we had been talking to you before if we had spun the PMD and EMD, all of our material technologies business. So this outcome of splitting the two and selling the PMD generates more than $1 billion additional cash to Air Products, which obviously would be a good, which is a good outcome. So now I'd like you to go to page 20. I just like to reiterate that from day one, we have had the goal of being the safest and most profitable industrial gas company in the world, providing excellent service to our customers. I'm very pleased to say that based on our second quarter results, you will notice that we are now the most profitable industrial gas company in the world, as measured in terms of EBITDA as a percentage of sales, which we are at 35.1, EBIT as a percentage of sales, and return on capital employed, which is now at 13%. We are very pleased with that, and obviously our next goal is to be the safest in addition to being the most profitable. The transaction that we announced today, as we mentioned several times before, creates certainty and brings in a significant amount of cash into Air Products, which will enable us to implement our strategy of strengthening our industrial gas business. I'm sure one of the questions that people have is, what are we going to do with the cash? I like to reiterate our priorities. Number one is maintaining our A rating, which we will do, and with the $1.2 billion. Now, what are we going to do with the other $2.8 billion? Number one, we will invest in the significant growth opportunities that we see ahead as we move forward. This cash will help us a long way to get some of these bigger projects. The second thing is that we are going to make and look for accretive acquisitions now that we have the cash. And then we will continue to pay the dividend that we have been paying before and obviously increase the dividend every year. The cash will help us ensure that. And then if we do all of these and we still have cash left, we will buy our shares back and return the money to our shareholders. At the end of the day, the money does belong to our shareholders anyway. So we are very pleased with where we are and with the progress that we have made, not only in improving our margins and improving the performance of the company, but with this transaction, which is very much in line with what we wanted to do. With that, all of us will be very pleased to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star one to ask a question. We'll take our first question from P.J. Juvekar with Citi.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Seifi.
Good afternoon. How are you, PJ?
Hi, PJ.
Good. So compared to 6 months ago when you announced the spin for the first time, is today's valuation higher, lower, or somewhat in line with what you thought back then?
It is higher because when we announced the spin, what we would have done is that we would have brought only about $1.5 billion of cash into the company, and the valuation, even as I'm sure you notice, PJ, if you take the purchase price and take the tax out of it, it's about $2.7 billion. That is about 12 times, even higher than that, of the last, about 12 times last 12-month EBITDA. If we had spun this thing, you know, you could have argued whether we would have gotten the 12 times. And in addition to that, this is cash in hand. The other one would have been kind of a lot of birds in the bush.
Right.
So we think this is, this is, we are in a much better place than that.
And just quickly, you mentioned you would look at accretive acquisitions. I mean,
yes.
Do you think there is more consolidation opportunity, and would you like to get into packaged gases? Thank you.
No, we are not planning to get into packaged gases business in the United States, but we do have packaged gases business in the rest of the world, like in Latin America. A lot of our business is packaged gases, as you know, with the acquisition of Indura. We have packaged gases business in Europe and in Asia, and in those areas, yes, we will be looking at that, but not in the U.S.
Thank you.
Thank you, PJ.
We'll take our next question from Don Carson with Susquehanna Financial.
Yes, thank you. Seifi, a couple questions. One, of the $2.8 billion that you're going to get in, you said the primary focus is reinvesting in growth projects. Do you feel you've been capital constrained on growth projects like Jazan? And then secondly, what, if any, stranded costs do you have associated with these businesses, and what's the time frame for getting rid of them?
Yeah. Don, first of all, good afternoon. Secondly, you say, have we been capital constrained? Yes, because if last year we were going to do a half a billion dollar acquisition, we would have lost our A rating. So we couldn't do some of these things before. So now we will be able to do that. In terms of the so-called stranded costs, administrative costs, we believe that with the separation of PMD and Versum, we will have probably around $20 to $25 million of so-called stranded costs. But since we know we were going to do this, we already have projects and plans, and we are implementing the reduction of our overhead to make sure that that doesn't hit our bottom line.
Okay. And one additional question. I noticed you're paying down $1.2 billion in debt versus $1 billion originally. So have you run all these plans by the rating agencies? Was that kind of their latest advice as to how much you had to pay down to preserve your A rating?
Scott will answer that.
Yeah, Don, good day. So we have had discussions with both rating agencies, and obviously we've got to go through the specifics of the transaction and the timing and so forth, but this reflects our latest thinking, and I just want to reiterate the importance of our A rating, and what we will do is make sure that we pay down the appropriate level to maintain our A.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
We'll take our next question from Bob Court with Goldman Sachs.
Thanks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Seifi, I have to wonder, you're not even 2 years in. You've accomplished some of those goals. You've got another 3 years on your contract. What should we expect for the next few years here?
Well, first of all, my contract says 2 years, but I intend to stay in Air Products until I'm vertical. You know, I always keep this people that they get rid of me when I go horizontal. But there is a lot to be done at Air Products. Air Products has a great portfolio around the world, and most important, it has great people, great technologies, and we intend to move forward. There is a lot we can do in terms of our portfolio of our large plants. That would be an area of our area of focus. We can still do a lot with our portfolio in Latin America, a lot of opportunities, significant opportunities in China, in India. I'm very optimistic about the future of the company, and we have a lot more work to do, and that's why I get up every morning more excited than the day before.
Terrific. Scott, I was wondering if you could help. On slide 16, you give us the cash generation. If we're trying to model what the corporate costs that might be attached to the chemical business on a standalone basis, what size would that be, and what is the tax basis for the EMD?
Yeah, so first on the stand-up cost for Versum, call it roughly $20 million or so, and that's reflective of the traditional costs associated with a public company, or board fees, audit fees, and so forth. And then the other question regarding the EMD tax basis is about $500 million as well.
Great. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll take our next question from James Sheehan with SunTrust Robinson Humphrey.
Congratulations, Seifi.
Just wondering if
you've looked at the overlap between the PMD business and Evonik. Are there any antitrust hurdles that we need to leap over before getting approval?
Well, Mr. Klaus Engel of Evonik did a very good job this morning on their call addressing this issue, so I kind of repeat what he said. We do not foresee any significant issues because there is not that much overlap between the two businesses. So we do not think that that would be a hurdle. But obviously, the antitrust authorities are going to take a look at it, but we don't believe that would be a major hurdle to this transaction.
Oh, great. And could you address, potential EBITDA dilution in 2016? Is your aim to completely offset that, or how should we be thinking about it?
Well, the EBITDA dilution will be in the order of about $550 million. And obviously, we want to grow the rest of our business, but we might lose $550 million of EBITDA, but we basically have, when you take the debt reduction, about $4 billion of cash value on hand. So, thank you very much.
And we'll go to our next question from John Roberts with UBS.
Thank you, and congratulations as well.
Thank you, John.
The initial spin resulted in a partial sale of Versum, so I guess that could happen again with the rest of Versum. Is there any reason why delivery systems couldn't be sold separately from the materials businesses?
Well, at this point in time, I have to say that that would be very unlikely, John. I think delivery system is kind of an integral part of the business.
Okay. Do you have to refile, or can you do an amended filing off the existing filing? And will there be disclosable customers for the EMD business? You know, there's some really big semiconductor customers out there.
We don't have to refile. We just do an amendment on the current filing. And we will disclose what needs to be disclosed in the 10-K.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll go to our next question from Laurence Alexander with Jefferies.
Hi, this is Jeff Schnell on for Laurence.
Safety,
given the high multiples on the asset sales, does this make you more willing to maybe pay a little bit more, 12 to 14 times EBITDA, to buy out your JV partners, which could be considered fairly low-risk transactions?
Well, since I'm sure some of our JV partners might be looking at this call, I don't think you want me to make any comment on that, right?
Understood.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from Steve Byrne with Bank of America.
Yes, I was just wondering about your EMD business. Are there any product lines in there that are constrained or nearly constrained by the operating capacity and are requiring some expansion capital, or is that reflected in the growth CapEx that you've budgeted there for it?
It is reflected in the growth CapEx. No, we don't have any constraints.
And are there any residual supply agreements between your industrial gases business and the spec gases business of EMD?
I'm not sure I follow. There isn't any, if I understand your question correctly, no, there wouldn't be any issues there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, that is star one at this time. And our next question comes from Nils Wallen with CLSA.
Thanks. Good morning. Good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question.
Sure.
Just with respect to how EMD will grow, obviously there's a growth CapEx, there's R&D and M&A. Could you help us understand which one you might what would be prioritized, and also sort of what the R&D spend is typically on a yearly basis?
Well, the R&D spend on our electronics business is in the order of double digit as a percentage of sales, around 15-16%. We will continue to invest. That is the business that requires that kind of investment, but that investment and expenditure is already reflected in the numbers that you see. The growth of that business is obviously dependent on the growth of the overall semiconductor market that we are optimistic about with all of the expansion in the mobile devices and all of that. So we are very optimistic about the future of that business, and we have not only the technical capability, but we have the manufacturing capability to grow with the demand.
Understood. And just as a follow-up, what type of cyclicality or volatility is typically seen in the growth CapEx number for that business?
Not much. It has been very steady.
Got it. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll take our next question from Jermaine Brown with Deutsche Bank.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
Hi.
Most of my questions have been answered, but Seifi, in this current market environment, I'm just curious about your views on growth opportunities, you know, growth projects versus M&A.
Well, I mean, we have a really bit of a contrarian view in terms of growth as compared to some of our competitors. We believe there is significant growth opportunities in industrial gases, and that is what we are pursuing. The growth opportunities are in the large plants, and that is the area that we are focused on. The rest of our business, the merchant business, is obviously going to grow with GDP and industrial production. And right now, the GDP and industrial production around the world is not that robust. But that has always been the case for the merchant business, so there's no change on that. Where we see opportunities is in the large plants. That is our core competency, and that's where we are going to focus. And now that we have the capital, we will do that. And then with respect to M&A, we will look at what makes sense.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And again, that is star one to ask a question at this time.
Okay, well, it seems that we have answered the questions that people had. We very much appreciate your participation in the call, and we look to, forward to talking to you soon. In the meantime, all the best, and thank you again, and have a nice weekend.
This concludes today's conference. We appreciate your participation, and you may now disconnect.